On January the 25th, 1327, Edward II's abdication becomes official. His 14-year-old son is crowned king. Mortimer and Isabella have seized power.
The reign of King Edward III passed through several distinct phases. In the first, he was a minor, and the land was ruled by his mother and her lover. This government, founded upon unnatural murder and representing only a faction in the nobility, was marked by concession and surrender, both in France and in Scotland. The guilty couple paid their way by successive abandonments of English interests. In May 1328, the shameful Treaty of Northampton, as it was called at the time, recognised Bruce as king north of the Tweed and implied the abandonment of all the claims of Edward I in Scotland.
And it's here that we can get an impression of the young king. Already very aware that he's King of England, he appears to have seen the treaty as a total humiliation. The Lanercost Chronicle of the time makes it clear that the young King Edward really wanted nothing to do with the shameful document.
Acting on the pestilent advice of his mother and Sir Roger Mortimer, they being the chief controllers of the king, who was barely 15 years of age, he was forced to release the Scots by his public deed from all exaction, right, claim or demand of the overlordship of the Kingdom of Scotland on his part, and from any homage to be done to the kings of England. He restored to them also that piece of the Cross of Christ which the Scots call Black Rood, but the people